Hey, this is Nitin, and you're on InsurTech 101 podcast today. Here we talk insurance and technology in insurance, problems, solutions, and what is out there. Maybe interesting use cases, listening from experts, and answering some of your questions. Sponsored by Yours and InsurTech based out of Singapore, we're helping big brands in insurance with innovative digital solutions in consumer experience, underwriting, claims, pricing, and much more. Contact them at help@yours.com.sg. Today, we invite Walter Diao to our show to dig deeper on the topic of insurance and where it's heading. Hey, Walter, maybe you want to take a couple minutes to introduce yourself. So glad to have you here.
Hey, Nitin. Hi, I'm Walter. Thanks for having me for a quick chat. Always keen to speak my mind about what I see going on in the industry. Obviously, Singlife as a life insurance company has grown from strength to strength. We're out there to deliver on the promises that we've made both to our customers and our advisors and our shareholders. Looking forward to fun times ahead.
Awesome. Great, Walter. So let's just dig deep right away. So when you started Singlife, what was the ambition that you started with as a digital insurer launched in Singapore?
Well, when we started the business, we saw that the insurance industry had lagged other industries in the technological evolution of things. In the financial services sector, payments was the first to evolve and embrace the efficiency that technology brings. Banks have been a close follower, and insurers have lagged. And so what we found at the time, that there was an opportunity to take a leading position in the digitization of the experience that people have around their insurances. If you can buy anything on your phone, why can't you buy insurance? So we took that as an opportunity. We started out by thinking the starting point would be term life insurance or just pure protection type of plays from a life insurance perspective. And that worked incredibly well for us. We grew very, very fast. But very soon we realized that we had to add to our ecosystem. We had to build around that. And what we then realized was that in order to get a deeper relationship with customers, we had to get closer to the customer in the first place. And to do that, what we did was we built savings kinds of products which were as close to your cash as you can possibly be. If we can help you to manage your cash in a better return than what you're getting in other places and give you the liquidity that you need to deliver on whatever else you might want to spend it and have a relationship around your cash, you're much, much more likely to engage with us for a protection product or with an advisory relationship related to your other retirement, health, or other needs. So that was the evolution of the Singlife story. We grew incredibly fast in the early days, so fast so that we got to the point where we either had to raise a significantly large amount of capital for our and keep growing on our own organic mechanic. But we were then faced with an opportunity with a combination of our business with Aviva's. And we found that actually taking on an Aviva challenge or opportunity would leapfrog our business massively by taking all of the cool, fancy tech that Singlife had built and combine that up with 1.5 million customers of Aviva, the deep product capabilities of the Aviva business and franchise, and most importantly, the strong advisory capabilities that Aviva has. And if we can wrap that all up, we can build that out to a better product experience, a better user experience, and an overall better value for customers. That's been the ambition, and that's what we're driving towards.
Excellent, Walter. So now this was the ambition. What do you think, you know, are the next going to focus on? Maybe customer engagement you touched on. You also touched on direct distribution.
Yeah, customer engagement is the holy grail of a financial services company. We have to provide relevant customer products and services, but we have to do that in a way where people feel that they're not getting ripped off and that they feel that the experience is a value add and that it's easy to deal with, and that problems are solved and solutions are easy to get. So a huge amount of effort goes in now to make sure that we can harmonize the experience of our customers across the Aviva and Singlife businesses into a unique self-fulfilling and self-activating mechanic. That's for all of our existing customers, our partners through MINDEF and others that work with us. That seamless customer experience is very, very important to our evolution, and that's the thing that we're betting down the fastest. So when you look at the trends around that, I think that while we have been a clear leader in this space, Most other companies are trying as hard as they can to follow suit in the engagement sphere. You see Prudential coming out with their Pulse apps. AIA's got its own interfaces and relationships that it runs with its customers, all in this pursuit of the holy grail, which is higher customer touch point, higher customer engagement, and higher net promoter score.
Excellent, excellent, Walter. No, that's great, because I think what we also see from our end is we've seen a lot of pervasiveness of insurance products as well as prevalence. So these are two concepts that, you know, we are actually seeing the actualization of this, because we are actually executing these for our insurance customers.
Yeah, that's right. So I think that, you know, the insurance has historically been quite a complex thing. The trend would be to simplify it to more understandable, needs-based products, advised in an appropriate way and engaged in a digital manner so that you've got it all connected to your ecosystem. So I do sense that we are on the path to greater product simplicity, or even greater product componentization, so that people can be more pick and choose about the types of covers that you want to, but and just more transparency, understandability, and ease of access. That's all coming to the whole industry everywhere.
Exactly, Walter. And that's, you know, some of the demand that comes to yours and us, where, you know, we are looking for such problems to solve. And so far, so good. I see a lot of action in the health space, also more personalization in pricing, as well as you mentioned, you know, how to componentize the products. So some products which it took 3 days to underwrite, we have, you know, made the solution so that it can be underwritten in less than 1 minute. So things like that are actually happening, so that for revenue growth, you see additional revenues, additional integrations with partners, etc., that you can do in real time. So yeah, that's where we are heading, Walter.
Oh, perfect. You're on the right track. I totally agree with your direction that you're taking, and this is the stuff that everybody's looking for. So you know, spot on.
Thanks, Walter. And again, thanks for being on the show today. I'm sure our listeners would have enjoyed our episode. And for now, you know, it's a wrap. And everyone out there, if you'd like to collaborate, feel free to reach us at help@yours.com.sg. Till then, ciao from Singapore, and see you next time. Take care. Thanks, Walter.